Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan, and welcome to the Menards Film Room. Pete Bursich, analyst, Vikings Radio Network. I'm Paul Allen. Excited to call this game for you, the first divisional matchup for the Minnesota Vikings this year, off a fantastic victory against the Atlanta Falcons. The Green Bay Packers also look really good on the road in beating the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field. When we get into the Menards Film Room and we critically look back at the explosion that was the victory over the Falcons, what did you like?
Talk of the town is Teddy Bridgewater right now, and a lot of that has to do with the read option. So we're going to show you what the read option is and how it went. Then we're also going to see a couple of nice defensive appearances, one by Anthony Barr, the other by Xavier Rhodes.
Let's analyze.
What we have here is the read option, and what the quarterback is doing is he's actually reading and optioning off of this guy, the defensive end. And as the play unfolds, you'll see that he has the option, Teddy does, to either hand the ball off to the running back, or you'll see the receiver roll outside. So Teddy, what he's doing is he's going to read this run. He's going to read this defensive end. If the run is there, he'll hand it off. If it's not, if this guy reacts up the field or reacts down to take away the run, then he will throw the ball outside.
Very nice.
So what you do is he takes a snap. He sees the end step up. There's some space in there, so he hands it off. But then you also see Cordero Patterson on the outside, who's right here, and this thing's set up too.
Yep.
Thielen's right here. Jennings is right there, so you really had a touchdown either way.
With this guy showing that right there, does that eliminate Teddy trying to do that?
Yeah, it's really not. It's a pass option.
Yeah.
It's really one of the options for Teddy is not to run the football. It's either to hand it off to Asiata or to throw it out here to the wide receiver. So it's a little different than your basic college read option play.
Yeah.
Now, when we look at the end zone, one thing I do want to point out are these guys up front. And what this allows everyone to do, these offensive linemen, is to come down. They double team. This is a 340-pound defensive lineman right here, and they're able to push him clear out of the way and let Asiata come in for the touchdown. So they got the double team. They roll that big body out, and then Asiata does a great job of just following that little wall right behind those two big guys.
Sweet.
Burying his head and gets the yards needed for the touchdown. So very, very well-executed option. Now, same formation or similar formation. It's going to be that option look with the running back, but then this is the guy that's the other half of the option. And instead of running that little whip screen outside, he's going to slow down. And if you watch Cordero off the ball, he just does a nice little job making the DB think that he's stock blocking him and then comes in here for the catch. So again, Teddy has the option to either hand that off. If he sees this guy step up,
yep.
This guy step up, then he knows he's going to go to the pass. And again, watch Cordero Patterson. He does a really nice job of just kind of looking like he's stock blocking, and then boom, he gets his head around, pass is caught right there in the middle. So again, Teddy, once he sees, and you'll see everybody jump up here on the outside. He's way up, so he wants to hit that void that comes in right behind him.
Yeah.
So that allows a real simple read for a young quarterback, and he's executing the play brilliantly.
And plays like that are quick reads, so therefore pass protection, whatever problems you may be having, are kind of minimized. It's bam, bam.
Exactly. One of the things I want to point out is the play of our corner, Xavier Rhodes. Just an outstanding play here. They're getting a run fake, but he's one-on-one outside with Julio Jones, and Julio Jones is going to give him the head fake here and then come back inside. Now, normally, if a DB opens here and then tries to pivot, he's going to get lost. But
yep.
what you'll see out of Xavier is once he opens up and turns, he turns with the way his body's going.
He ran the route with him.
They call it a speed turn, exactly. He whips his head around, and look at that speed. He's able to catch up, close, boom, and make a play.
That's
an elite play. One-on-one in space on the outside.
That's one of the best plays of Xavier Rhodes' career.
I would have to think that it is because it's just one-on-one in space with those big wide receivers. Now, this is probably one of my favorite plays of the game. As you see Matt Ryan, as he's stepping up, he's going to snap the ball. What he sees, two deep safeties, right? So he's thinking he's going to get some kind of cover two, could be two-man, could be whatever, could be something else. And really what these two linebackers are doing is they're watching the tight end and the running back. And depending on what they do, that dictates whether or not they're going to cover or they're going to do this. Boom.
Oh.
Blitz. And you'll see a great shot from the end zone with Anthony Barr. They're both mugged up in the A-gaps. As soon as that ball is snapped, you'll see him take a quick peek out to this guy.
Yeah.
If he were to block and then release, he would belong to the defensive end. The other linebacker, Hodges, he's looking right there at the running back. But as soon as Anthony Barr sees him blocking, watch him just drop his body weight and then watch this acceleration. There aren't a lot of guys out there in the league that can do that. And Brian Robinson, one-on-one with the tight end over here, does a great job making, you know, Matt Ryan, he's looking over this way. You know he's feeling that pressure. He steps up,
ooh,
boom, right into the rush, and he finishes him off. So just some outstanding plays by our younger players, two rookies, both first-round picks, are playing very, very well. We just got to make sure they keep doing that the rest of the year.